Hello and welcome to this podcast episode featuring the music from the shows. When we first started this podcast series, when lockdown commenced earlier in the year, our ambition was to just really give you a bit of an insight into some of the work we'd done here at Bad Apple Theatre over many, many years. So my name's Kate Bramley, I'm the artistic director here at the company, and I've been the main writer here since we started way back in 1998 with our first show that went up to the Edinburgh Festival, a play called Amy Johnson. And it was in 2002 that we started in earnest to shape the direction the company was going to take over the best part of the last two decades. And an integral part of that was bringing music into our plays. And it became not just a soundtrack, but an integral part of the drama and the way the characters express themselves. And this all really came about because of my working partnership with Jez Lowe, the composer, a singer-songwriter from the northeast of England. And we first worked on a show called Fighting the Tide. It was when I was still based at Hull Truck Theatre, when Sir John Godber was still in residence there. And I had worked previously on Rupert Creed's Northern Trawl that featured stories about the trawlermen going out across the North Sea from Hull. And at the similar sort of time, the Coen brothers were bringing out Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, the great film that was mixing folk music, in their case, American folk music. But in our case, when I was working at Hull Truck with Northern Trawl, it was folk songs from John Connolly and Bill Meek that were typical of the East Coast region, the East Coast of Yorkshire, and they were used with great effect in the narrative of the trawling tales. So a couple of years later, Jez and I started to work on a play called Fighting the Tide, which was an entirely fictional story about trawlermen from the East Coast. And in our fictional universe, it was, ironically, as we look at it now, it featured a lot of discussion about the global warming and the rivers and waters rising. And the village postman found himself having to find a new vocation. He ended up taking himself out on the sea, trying to earn a living that way, and enjoyed the freedom of it, but missed the comforts of home as well, and his son that he had left behind. So Jez wrote a number of songs and different soundtrack themes for the play. I'll play a couple of those. So the first one is called The Old Man Muse, and this was a theme that ran through different parts of the story. You'll hear a bit of it here. I spoke a little bit before about the postman's role in this, and it was a comedy. Fighting the Tide was a comedy, essentially, but with a bit of a sad twist at the end. And the postman was the one who found himself going out on the seas and trying to earn a living. And we had songs like the Postman's Lament, The Sun and the Moon and Me. It was a great one about the turning of the tides and the seasons. But One of my favourites was this one, which was a song called Blessing and Cursing, about the dual feelings of enjoying a life of freedom, but also feeling that it was weighing you down. So this is Jez Lowe's Blessing and Cursing.
Blessing and cursing the ground beneath me boots. Blessing and cursing me anchor and me roots. Blessing and cursing the shell upon me back. Blessing and cursing this freedom in me part. This way, that way, life's a blessing and cursing. This way, that way, life's a blessing and cursing. Blessing and cursing, there's water all around. Blessing and cursing, you drink or else you drown. Blessing and cursing, another working day. Blessing and cursing, you'd only waste away. Blessing and cursing your neighbor and his mind. Blessing and cursing the playground girls and boys. Blessing and cursing the chiming of the hour. Blessing and cursing the sweet and then the sour. This way, that way, life's for blessing and cursing. This way, that way, life's for blessing and cursing. Blessing and cursing the world you've come to know. Blessing and cursing the need to up and go. Blessing and cursing the life you never left. Blessing and cursing the tuition of the thread. Blessing and cursing the time you've left to go. Blessing and cursing the friends you used to know. Blessing and cursing the chance to start anew. Blessing and cursing the things you have to do. This way, that way, life's for blessing and cursing. This way, that way, life's for blessing and cursing. This way, that way, life's for blessing and cursing.
So those songs from our play Fighting the Tide feature folk music as part of the narrative. And folk songs have been used in storytelling for hundreds and hundreds of years. So it's a natural storytelling medium, and we've just used that in the theatrical way. And the characters can obviously use different styles of songs to evoke different emotions. But although Jez's background is in traditional music, as is mine, I learnt to play the violin and play traditional tunes from a very young age. It was something that I learned through my family. Jez's experience isn't just limited just to the folk music, and that really came to the fore when we started work on our show called Eddie and the Gold Tops. And this time music was a really key part of the story. Eddie is a village milkman, and he finds himself accidentally becoming a pop star in the 1960s, and the songs, the company actually become the backing band as he gets drawn through this turmoil of having to keep delivering the milk and becoming a pop star at the same time. Again, very daft and good-humoured, but this time Jez conceived of a number of different songs in a sort of 60s style, and some really catchy ones, some lovely songs. And we've had lots of different Eddies over the years, different actors playing the part of Eddie for a number of different tours. And Johnny McPherson was the first of these. And he's now a star of stage and screen, but you can see him currently working for the Emmerdale crew. He's in Emmerdale at the moment. He's a good friend to the company. And of course, after that, Aidan Lee Brooks, the Liverpool-based actor, great clown and performer, he toured with Eddie and the Gold Tops for us as well. And then a lovely guitarist and performer, Jack Alexander from Sheffield. And most recently, during lockdown, Rob Wade has recorded some of these songs for us as part of a podcast version of Eddie and the Goldtops that's to come soon. So we'll play a short clip here of Rob singing a little fragment of a song called Bottledale Girls, written by Jez Lowe for Eddie and the Goldtops.
London lasses are real high class, they dress in the finest style. Those girls from the town are mighty fine, the way they talk stands out a mile. The Liverpool Judies are real cool cuties with a beehive hair and all. The honeys from the Humber can leave their number, I'd gladly give them a call. But I wish they all could look like Bottledale's girls. But I wish they all could look like Bottledale's girls. Oh yeah.
So that was a section of Bottledale Girls there from Eddie and the Goldtops. And around that same sort of time, I was also working on a new play called The Carlton Colliers. And this wasn't a period piece. This was kind of a modern day setting in a village that had kind of gone to seed a bit, really, and had fallen on hard times. And the Colliers were the local football team who had never managed to win anything for many, many years. And since the coal mining had gone out of the area, the heart had gone out of the whole town, really. And this piece is set on an allotment that Chris is the character who inherits an allotment from Jeff, who was the old fellow who was a friend to him in his youth, though they parted ways many, many years before. And the Carlton Colliers is again a magic realism story that takes us from a dirty, dusty allotment backyard that becomes transformed when a magic spring starts to breathe new life into the allotment plants, and then from there into the lives of the characters themselves. So Carlton Colliers, and this wasn't a musical, it didn't have songs that the characters sung, but it did have a really nice soundtrack, and we used one of Jez's songs called These Streets, when these streets were young, and I'll play a little bit of that now. This shows a different aspect of how we use music as a kind of anthemic theme when the three characters were hearing about Jeff's passing and had just been to his funeral they meet at the allotment, at Jeff's old allotment, and start to wonder what will happen to their lives from then on. So These Streets by Jez Lowe.
Streets were young, no one remembers now, their days are nearly done. But once they echoed with the laughter life can bring, all the tales this town could tell. When one by one doors are closed and windows shuttered out the sun, what good are songs when there is no one left to sing of the tales this town can tell? Oh, the tales this town can tell. Oh, the tales this town can tell. Yes, I remember all so well. Tomorrow always comes, but what good can it bring? How can a river run when all that's left of it is dry stone and its rain? Oh, the tales this time. Oh, the tales this town could tell. Oh, the tales this town could tell.
could tell. This I remember oh so well. Yes, I remember.
So that's These Streets from the show The Carlton Colliers. And I was talking to Jeslo just recently about that production. And it is one of the shows that we're most proud of as a company as to how it all sort of came together. And particularly in light of the stage design, which was designed by Charlie Cridlin. And it was actually featured in a number of award-winning exhibitions using creative design in really small spaces. That's obviously what we excel at, is taking full stage sets into the smallest of venues imaginable. And Charlie's design for the Carlton Colliers started out with a very bleak, stark, monochrome landscape, and then during the course of the play, greenery sort of magically evolved, and by the end of the story, there are parrots, and you know, joy is kind of in the air, and that was visually represented in the way she had put the set together. It was a really extraordinary piece of design. And the company and the staging and the music, all of those elements came together in that show. And as any of you who follow theatre or work in theatre will be aware, that doesn't always happen. But sometimes the sort of planets align and all the different elements kind of really show each other off, all complement each other, and it really kind of comes through. And another show we toured a lot, which we're again very proud of, was a show called The Thankful Village. And you may remember the time when there were a lot of centenary works of art looking at the 100 years since the Great War. And I was asked to write a play about that time period, and I kind of cast about for a different angle on the story and ended up thinking about these thankful villages. And these are the ones where the servicemen from the village, all of them went away to serve and all of them came home again. That's not to say that they weren't unscathed, but there was no loss of life within these small villages and hamlets. There are a number of them right across the country. In fact, they actually found another one this year. And it's a really extraordinary statistic that there could be any small villages who didn't see that huge loss of life through the Great War. So Thankful Village was the name of that one. And Jez was working at the time for BBC Radio 2 on a suite of songs for a radio broadcast called The Radio Ballads and The Ballads of the Great War. And he wrote a number of beautiful songs that were used in that, again, award-winning radio broadcast, which culminated with the final performance with the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra broadcasting live from Manchester with Jez and a number of his colleagues from that project singing with the orchestra. It was an extraordinary event, and it just sort of shows how these songs, they kind of, we work through the theatre, and some of them are used for the theatre shows, and then they go off and have a different life as recordings, or some of them are pre-existing ideas that Jez has had but never recorded, and they come through into a theatre show or just set the mood or tone for some sort of event. But I'll play you now a song that Jez wrote for the BBC radio ballad series, Ballads of the Great War, and it wasn't used in the end, but it was used. It did find a home in our touring show, The Thankful Village, and it's called Names. It's a beautiful song, and I'll play that for you now. I am unknown.
and sunlight soothes the headstone. So green my blankets grow, I know no rest nor comfort. Where is my name? I am unknown. And those that lie here with me, no sleep can bathe their bones. Eternity to man's eyes. Where is my name? I am unknown.
So that was Names from The Thankful Village. And yes, Jez wrote lots of different styles of songs for us across various different period dramas, and lots of storytelling songs, lots of funny songs. And he was probably at his wittiest for some of our Christmas shows, where some of his great lyrics, some great comic songs for those sort of Christmas festive songs. And I was casting around to try and find some demos of tracks that hadn't had an airing, really. And I found a little demo of a song called The Equinox Waltz, which came from our 2019 Christmas show, The Snow Dancer. And it's meant to be sung as a duet between two different characters. It's actually a fox and a dog who sing these parts. But there's just a demo I found of Jez marking out the lines of how it would work for the actors. So this is a real demo, the sort that would go into recording for the actors to learn their parts. And you'll hear in the story that the male and the female lines, but both sung here by Jez Lowe.
Do you ever think of what might have been if the month of September had not come between us? You in your bright summer dress, and you in your autumn coat, muddy and messy. I loaned you a warm crimson shawl, wrapped it around you and let your hair fall. But that shawl smelled of dampness and moss as we danced for a day in the Equinox Waltz. Savored your sun and blue sky, and you relished the rain, and I've never known why. You smiled at the warm, gentle breeze, and you
counted the leaves as they fell from the trees, but you blushed whenever we'd meet. Me in my boots and you in bare feet, but you turned and the moment was lost as we danced for a day in the Equinox Hall.
So that was a romantic duet there for a large puppet dog and a puppet fox, who are two of the main characters in The Snow Dancer. Sort of hard to explain for the podcast how their roles work, but no, lots of good fun to be had in that one. But that was a romantic little tête-à-tête between those two puppet characters, and Jez conceived that Equinox Waltz song for them. And we've used puppets a lot through the years, especially in the Christmas shows. And I've been searching around again for a bit more of an upbeat number. And we did use a pre-existing song of Jez's called Snowed In, which we used again in the Snow Dancer show finale. And it was sung by the company and all of the different puppets. So it was kind of a big walk-down fiesta at the end. But this live version I found actually comes from Jez with the Bad Pennies and Benny Graham at the Sage Gateshead, from his own high-profile Christmas shows that take place. So it's a snippet of a live recording from Jez with his band at the Sage Gateshead, and this is Snowed In.
We're snowed in, we're snowed in. It's halfway up the door and getting higher. We're snowed in, we're snowed in. So put a drop of my coal upon that fire. Give it a shot, come on. We're snowed in. Lovely, come on. We're snowed in. Beautiful. We're halfway up the door and getting higher. We're snowed in. Lovely. We're snowed in. So put a drop more coal upon that fire. Forget your cares, ignore your worries, they promised us light falls and flurries. Instead, the world outside you'd hardly know. The night air smacks a fearsome bite, roads and roofs are wrapped in white. It's quite a sight, the whole world's bathed in snow. And we're snowed in.
Yes, we are.
And we're snowed in. It's halfway up the door and getting higher.
Come on.
We're snowed in.
That's Jez Lowe and the Bad Pennies there, live from the Sage. And of course, that's a band that I've collaborated with Jez in that band for over 20 years now. So our working partnership has spanned across touring music internationally, and then also writing and collaborating on songs and music for the theatre shows as well. So it's been a very productive period. And as I mentioned before, lots of songs pass between those two outlets. And perhaps to end the show, I'll do another clip with the Bad Pennies from another live concert from Sage Gateshead from an earlier time period, just to round off the show. But before I get to that, I'm just looking through my list here. There's a couple of lovely songs I wanted to feature. So in 2019, we toured with a new play, The Frozen Roman, which was about a group of villagers trying to save their town from a housing development. It sounds a little mundane, but this was a slightly more surreal, again, imagined magic realism version of a town. And they solved their problems by finding a real-life frozen Roman buried underneath the floor of the pub, although it turns out that the man in question is actually a refugee who has taken refuge there in the cellar under the pub. And through a series of misunderstandings and misadventures, finally, in the end, they find out who he is and they're able to actually protect him. It's quite an uplifting story in the end. But Jez wrote this song that was sung by one of the lead characters in the middle of the story, when they're looking at the closure of the pub, and she's trying to keep her friends optimistic. She's trying to say that something will happen. This is just prior to them seeing the Roman, the ghost of the Roman, in the cellar of the pub. very York story, this. And the character sings this song, Hope Street, and Jez recorded it himself for a tribute album, for a charity album that came out in 2019. And I've included his version of it here. So this is Hope Street, but it was used for the Bad Apple show, The Frozen Roman.
Very last house on a street called Worry, that's where hope lives. In the very last port of a storm-lashed ferry, that's where hope lives. Right next door to desperation, on the last slow train, it's the final station. You just keep on going until your stop comes round. Road, that's where hope could be found. In the corner seat, when the pub is closing, that's where hope sits. On the cold park bench, when the pond is frozen, that's where hope sits. On the final tick of a broken clock, behind the shabbiest door where no one knocks. Keep your eyes at the window, keep your ear to the ground. On the long lost road, that's where hope can be found.
Trust in fate, wait and wait until it's much too late.
The very last word on a page that's missing, that's when hope speaks. On the lonely lips that no one's kissing, that's where hope speaks. In the trembling hands of the homeless man, sound of his empty can, in the draughtiest doorways of everybody's hometown. On the long lost road, that's where hope can be found.
So that was Hope Street from a play with a very modern setting. And I'll just take us back through some more period pieces just to finish. And these were a couple of plays I ended up writing about land girls, about the land army girls serving during World War II. And it came about because of a friend of mine, the late Biddy Cust, who lived here in the village where I live. And I was involved with interviewing her and a number of her contemporaries about their life during that time. And from those stories, I drew together the first play called Back to the Land Girls, just lots of different comic vignettes about their life serving on the land during that time. And then I wrote a follow-up play to it called Lights Out Land Girls, which saw the lead characters Buff and Biddy going off on a journey to Blackpool to try and seek their fame and fortune there. So Jez wrote, again, a number of songs across both of those pieces. And this is one of my favourites. I'll just play just a part of this, which is came from the second play, which was Lights Out Land Girls, and it's called Turning the Lights On Again, and it comes at the close of World War II, and it's just a little demo that he put together. It's just a sort of first thought about how this song might feature, and then we embellished it as the rehearsal process went on. So I'll just play you a short fragment of Turning the Lights On Again.
Did you ever reach out in the darkness and wonder if someone was there to take hold of your hand as a friend, or maybe a lover at night. How many things back and remember in city and country and town, and think back to the times when everything seemed oh so bright. Oh, they're turning the lights on again, love. They're turning the lights on again, like an emerald city of stars, a sky full of diamonds and pearls. They say they'll be brighter than ever, and never again will be dim. They're turning the lights on again all over the world.
So that's Turning the Lights On Again from Lights Out Land Girls, and just listening to that there, I still have that same sense of real awe that for that moment within the play, Jez managed to totally capture the atmosphere of what was needed, the sense, the drama, the emotional sort of complexity of what was going on stage at the time. And it's a real testament to his skill as a songwriter that he's able to capture that. And that's just a very basic demo. That was his first thoughts of what might happen for that moment. And he was absolutely right with his instincts. And then it goes from that right through the process of production, and I will close with a track called Back to the Land Girls, which I am singing on this. It's a live track of Jezlo and the Bad Pennies again from Sage Gateshead back in 2010. And this is like the full band version of, you know, the arrangement of how a track goes from Jez's one man, one guitar thought of what might happen, then to a full production of piano, violin, bass, guitars, vocals, the whole thing. And then we did a live kind of impromptu version of that for this concert. So I'll just play out with that track, Back to the Land Girls. And thanks for listening. I just thought we'd give you a little taster of what goes on behind the scenes here at Bad Apple Towers. And Jez is an integral part of that. And you can always find out more about his own music and his long career in songwriting at his own website, jezlo.com. So thanks very much, and I'll play out with Back to the Land Girls.
This next one is a bit of a sort of wartime style nostalgia for you. Jez and I were involved last year in collecting a lot of stories from women who had served in the Land Army during wartime, and that turned into a theatre production, and then this is one of the songs that went along with that show. So Back to the Land Girls is the next one.
Any land girls here tonight? No. We don't want any lawsuits. For all of you land girls listening at home tonight, this is special.
Granny was a land girl in the 40s. Grandad was a pilot in the RAF. Times were much too noble to be naughty, but there was always time to lark about and laugh. They met one Christmas Eve at the old village hall, where the kids all came to dance the night away. But when it came to 10 o'clock and home time, the boys had only one thing to say. Said, must you go back to the land, girls? Wouldn't you rather be dancing? Christmas is time for romancing. Don't say you have to be up with the larks in bed. You're all such a dab hand, girls, at all of these countryside capers. But Christmas is time to escape, girls. Must you go back to the land? Don't smile. Say no, and tell me that the cows will be lonely. The cows needn't know. The hens will make friends with the ponies. Must you go back to the land, girls? Wouldn't you rather be dancing? Christmas is time for romance.
exalted to ransom. They don't smell so sweet. I'm sure you have a little more handsome. Must you go back to the Langhans? Wouldn't you rather be dancing? Christmas is time for romancing. Must you go back to the Langhans?
There.
Thanks very much.